We're going to learn a piece from the Tiferes Shmuel from Alexander. For those who've been in the shiur for a while, we learned the Yismach Yisrael, the Torah of the Alexander Rebbe a couple of years ago. So this was his brother, and it was his yahrzeit this past Shabbos. He was a big tzaddik. He was the Rebbe of the third Alexander Rebbe. Passed away in the 1920s, so a little less than 100 years ago. But I want to begin because someone recommended that maybe on Sunday we should learn sugyas in Amunah and Bitachon, which is a good idea. We can definitely consider that if you guys are interested. So let's begin. Let's just begin for a second by talking about Amunah, just for half a second, just to give us a little context. Right, the Rambam counts the first mishnah of the first mitzvah of the Torah. The Rambam says the first mitzvah of the Torah is the mitzvah of Amunah. Mitzvah Rishona mi mitzvah saseh, leida sheyesham elokah. There's a mitzvah to know that there's a God. And the source for that is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now, it's a big discussion, which we're not going to have now, exactly what exactly is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It doesn't really sound like a mitzvah. I am Hashem, your God. It doesn't say I command you to believe in me. It doesn't say that you have to believe in me. But obviously, belief in Hashem is critical, is fundamental to being able to live a Torah lifestyle. Right? So some would say it's a mitzvah. Some would say that it's a super mitzvah. What do I mean by a super mitzvah? A super mitzvah in the sense that if you don't believe in Hashem, so then there's no if you don't buy into the system, if you don't believe in God, so then you don't have to keep anything else. So in a certain sense, it's a prerequisite to mitzvahs. There's a lot to talk about here, why it's phrased as sort of a statement more than a command. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. But the Rambam clearly counted it as the first of the 613 mitzvos when he organizes his mitzvos. The essence of all mitzvos is to believe in Hashem. Okay, it's the beginning. Right? We spoke last week and we were learning Rabbi Nachman, and we spoke about the connections between beginnings and ends. Beginnings and ends in the sense of the foundation of the building and sort of the top of the building. And the feet of Adam HaRishon and the head of Adam HaRishon, like we spoke about last week. So the first mitzvah that the Jewish people collectively heard from Hashem at Har Sinai is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Chav, I'm sure some of us are familiar with the Gemara that tells us in Maseches Makos that there were different tzaddikim who came to summarize and to give us a focus, an emphasis, when it came to Torah and mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, not that they were uprooting any of the 613, but they were giving us a focus. And each Navi or Tzaddik or leader gave a different focus to the mitzvos until they kept shrinking the list, highlighting the key mitzvos that one needs to focus on. Until finally the Gemara says over here, Bach Habakuk, this is Makos Chavdal and Aleph, Bach Habakuk v'amidan al achas. Habakuk came along and he said, if I have to sum up the entirety of Torah, it really comes down to one thing. Shenemar v'tzadik be'emunaso yichya. That a tzadik lives by his faith. In other words, in a certain sense, and it's why we face such challenges to our emunah in these days, the ikvus of the Mashiach, the end of time, is because Habakkuk understood that just like we started with emunah, we end with emunah. We always make connections between beginnings and ends. The Jewish people always find a way to link together the beginning and the end. When we finish reading the Torah, we go back to the beginning. We started at Har Sinai with Hashem saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Habakkuk said, there's going to come a time where if we had to summarize the whole Torah and bring it back down to one core principle, it's Tzadik be'emunaso yechya, a tzadik lives by his faith. I want to read you the words of the Maharsha. Let's take a look at the Maharsha. Is it on the screen? I think it's on the screen. Hold on one second. There's two Maharshas I want to show you. This is not one of them. Let's see if we can find it. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. I have a Gemara in front of me. The Maharsha on the Gemara in Makos, I'm not sure why I'm not seeing it. Maybe he puts it a little bit. I'm not seeing it on Safaria. But the Maharsha says, on Bach Habakkuk v'midan al achos, listen to what he says. V'tzadik v'emunaso yechia, tzadik lives by his faith. Shehu ha'echad ha'yoser kolel l'chol bar Yisrael b'chol eis. There's one principle that is all-encompassing, relevant more than anything else, or maybe broader than anything else, for all Jews at all times, v'hi ha'amuna, shehi ha'anochi. It's the word anochi. It's that first of the positive commandments, that we heard, again, directly from Hashem at Har Sinai, like the Gemara says in Maseches Makos. We heard it from Hashem. V'lo yikablu ha-mitzvos riboy mitzido yisbarach barachu. And the fact that we talk about 613 mitzvos, and then we talk about branches of those mitzvos, many more details of halacha, all of the details of the life of a Jew is from our perspective. From Hashem's perspective, there's no riboy mitzvos. Why did God say one thing to us at Har Sinai? Again, it was sort of a one which is two. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, believe in me. Lo yiyah lecha Elohim acher, don't believe in anyone else. But why did Hashem, so to speak, have kind of like a header for each category? Mitzvos aseh, believe in God. Mitzvos lo aseh, don't believe in anything other than Hashem. Says the Maharsha, from Hashem's perspective, there is no, Hashem is echad. Hashem is echad, and there's no riboy, there's no abundance of mitzvos from Hashem's perspective. Va'alzeh ramaz David, and this is what David HaMelech hints to in Tehillim chapter Kufyud Tes, when he says, kol mitzvosecha emuna. The entirety of Torah and mitzvos is emuna. What does that mean? Shabbos is emuna? Kashrus is emuna? Tefillin is emuna? Tzitzis is emuna? Lulav and Esrog is emuna? And the answer is yes. Vatzalomar. Shekol ha-mitzvos nechlalim b'mitzvah yishona, shehi emuna. That mitzvah which we heard directly from Hashem is sort of the seed from which everything sprouts. And therefore Habakkuk says, Bachabakuk v'midan al-achas, if you understand the essence of emuna, then you'll be able to come to kol ha-Torah kula. So in a certain sense, again, it's the beginning of our experience at Har Sinai, and certainly it's going to be the struggle, the fight, towards the end of time. But there's another comment of the Maharsha that he has a little bit earlier, back on Daf Chav Gimel. And again, I don't have it on the screen in front of you, but just listen for half a second. The Maharsha says an amazing thing. The Maharsha says, we know the 248 mitzvos correspond to the 248 parts of our body. And the same way that certain body parts, he doesn't say it exactly this, but I'm paraphrasing, the same way that certain body parts are more essential than others, you could say that carefully about mitzvos as well. And listen to what he says. The Maharsha says that from Hashem's perspective again, there really is only one mitzvah. There really is only the mitzvah of what? Of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Right, that everything is contained within that. Then he quotes a medrash. Upsikta, the medrash says, Ani yeshena, I am asleep, v'li bi er, but my heart is awake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, Hashem says the following, Ani yeshena v'li bi er, zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My heart is awake is a reference to Hashem. What does that mean? Minayin sha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says, Minayin sha HaKadosh Baruch Hu liban shel Yisrael. How do we know that God is our heart and that our heart is Hashem? What does that mean? A strange way to talk. Shenemor tzur levavi v'chelki elokim. Hakavana b'zeh, says the Maharsha, ki kol ramach evarim neged ha'asim. The 248 limbs correspond to the 248 mitzvahs asay. And the Rambam counts as mitzvah number one, I just showed you, the mitzvah of emunah. Look what he says. Ve'ever halev, and the heart is neged asay shel anochi. Kamosha halev hu shoresh shel kol ramach evarim. Just like my heart is the center of my existence, and all of my limbs are dependent upon it, v'chiyusam, and all of my chiyus, all my chayus, all my life is drawn from it, kein hi mitzvahs ha'amuna, hi klal u'makor shel ramach asiyam. So too, the heart is the makor, is the shoresh of the 250 mitzvahs asay. So what's amazing to the mitzvah of amuna, which is the foundation of kol ha-Torah kula, the answer is it's the heart. So now, with that backdrop, now we can learn this gevaldik piece of Torah. Okay? Again, for those who just jumped on, this Shabbos was the Yahrzeit of the Teferes Shmuel, the younger brother of the Yismach Yisrael from Alexander, who helped complete writing the Sefer Yismach Yisrael, and then eventually wrote his own Sefer, Teferes Shmuel. It's a beautiful Sefer. I don't learn it enough, but it was his Yahrzeit this Shabbos, so I picked up the Sefer, and his first piece on Bereishis is Gevaldik, so I want to share it with you. Okay, so let's take a look on the screen. I sent it to the WhatsApp group if you want to print it out. He starts off with something that we know, but he says it in such a fresh way. It's beautiful. Darshe Rishimos, Oimrim Sha Torah Kadosha Na'at Sofa Betchilas. Again, the Yisod that we were talking about last week in Sicha Saran is connecting ends and beginnings. How we have to always be Makasher, the end back to the beginning. The end of time has to be Makusher to the beginning of time. We're the end of exile, we're the beginning of Geula. Adam Rishon's head, Adam Rishon's feet. Ikvas of the Mashicha, and the beginning of the birth of Klal Yisrael. It's all connected. So the Darshei Rishimos, that means those who are ma'ayin into the letters of the Torah and pick up on the Ramazim of the Torah, always try to make connections. They give drashos, trying to connect the end of the Torah to the beginning. V'chein anu osim b'kriyasa b'yom siyam ha-Torah. Immediately when we finish the Torah, we immediately reattach ourselves back to the Haschalah. We go back to the beginning. You'll see at the end of the piece, he quotes a line that we say for the when we're calling up the Chasan Bereishis, that we call up the Chasan Bereishis. There's a lashon in the piyut over there in the introductory tefillah to the Chasan Bereishis. I'll just show it to you. If you scroll down to the end, the last paragraph, he says, "Lachein maskifin haschala lahashlama b'tadira." Right, maskifin haschala lahashlama b'tadira. We always connect the beginning back to the end back to the beginning. Shelo yiragel ba'am zu l'shakra. So that we shouldn't be accused of being liars. The Yetzer Hara wants to claim against us, oh, look, God, look how the Jews finished learning your Torah, and now they put it on the shelf, and they move on to learn something else. So we prove the Satan wrong. It's based on a medrash. We prove the Satan wrong by always starting the Torah again. But it's deeper than that. It's not just our way of saying that we're not done with the Torah. What are we doing when we connect the end of the Torah to the beginning of the Torah? Lahoris ki kein hi na'ot sofa b'tchilasa. We want to be megala to the world that the end and the beginning are always connected in a way that most people wouldn't have thought. They're the farthest apart. V'siyam ha-Torah hiba os lamid. The Torah ends, of course, with the letter lamid l'enei kol Yisrael. V'aschalasa ba'os beiz. V'im kein ha-tziruf lev. Now that part we know. The Torah ends with a lamid, it starts with a beiz, it spells lev. But I never thought of it like this. If you take that beiz of Bereishis and you attach it to lamid, you make lev, so now go weiter. Meaning, what's left of Bereishis? Reishis. So if you put it together, it actually becomes Lev Reishis. Lev Reishis. By connecting the end of the Torah to the beginning of the Torah, what you're declaring is Lev Reishis, that the heart comes first. Rachmano Liba Bai. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires our hearts more than anything else. Like we just saw in the Marsha, that of the 248 mitzvos, the essence of mitzvos is Amunah, and Amunah corresponds to the Lev. So Lev Reishis, the heart comes first. What does that mean? Ki kein hi amida b'maisa b'reishis. Uva itmar halev mevin. Ukemo shekasav ha'arizal kulam b'chachma asisa b'bina. Uvechein gam ha'odam shehu ha'ikr ha'briya yesodo al ha'lev ha'shofei ha'chayis l'chol ha'ivar. Okay. So he says, essentially, that what? That you need a lev, you need a lev mevin. You need to be able to understand. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in creating the world, Kulam b'chachma asisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world with chachma, Reishis chachma, Reishis is associated with chachma, chachma is associated with beginnings, beginnings associated with lev. You need a lev to understand, just like the lev pumps life to the outer limbs. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the world with the lev, lev Reishis. But we need to understand what it means in terms of the essence of the Jewish people and why we have a right to start the Torah over. Now you come back to Bereishis and you have to answer the question that the nations of the world are asking against us, or the Satan is asking against us. What right do you have to start the Torah again? You didn't do such a great job last time, you know? Some people are already complaining about falling behind in Shnaya Mikra. We're literally just getting started. So the Satan's laughing at us. You're not serious about Torah. You can read it as many times as you want. You're not serious about Torah. So look what he says. He says, my Heilige brother, the Admor, the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael, Zuchusu Yagen Aleinu, passed away in 1910. He explained the following medrash. Bikarov alai mireyim. You recognize these words? We've been saying them in Ledavid. We don't say Ledavid anymore, but in Ledavid we say, Bikarov alai mireyim. When my enemies gather against me, says the medrash, Eilu sare umas ha'olam. This refers to the nations of the world, the leaders of the world. Le'echol es bisari. When the enemies gather around to consume my flesh, my enemies want to destroy me. Lefisha sare umas ha'olam ba'am u'mekatrigan al Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do the nations It's not just waging war against us. They come before Hashem and they say, I don't get it, God. Why do you choose the Jews? We do averos and the Jews do averos. We believe in false gods and Jews also believe in false gods. Right? We do perverse averos, they do perverse averos. They speak Lashon Hara, we speak Lashon Hara. Well, what do you love about the Jews? So why do you have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael? Why do you always spare them and the Umas Ha'olam suffer? That we get punished for our actions. And somehow you're always cheating for Klal Yisrael. Says David HaMelech in the continuation of that capital Tehillim, If tachana alay machane, lo yira libi. If the nations of the world camp against me, lo yira libi, my heart is not afraid. Explain the Yismach Yisrael, explain the Alexander Rebbe, you perish. Shekitrugam shel sari umas ha'olam hu rak al maisa achomer va'abasar. The complaint is the answer, and the answer is the complaint. However, what did they say? The nations gather against us. Bekarova lai mireyim. The nations gather against us. What do they want to do? Le'echol es bisari. They have a taina against our flesh. They don't realize what they're saying, but their taina is only against our flesh. What does that mean, their taina is only against our flesh? They look at a Jew and they say, physically, a Jew is no different than we are. Right? Look at their flesh. They have eyes, we have eyes. And they misuse their eyes and we misuse our eyes. They have a tongue and we have a tongue. They have arms, they have legs, we have arms, we have legs. The nations of the world have a kitcher against Klal Yisrael. On a physical level, we don't often look that different. K'mosh amar le'echol es bisari. They come to consume our flesh. They have a taina against our bodies because on the level of, on a revealed level, we're not any better. However, l'fisha golev yadua lehodia kal ta'alumos yisbarach shemo, shel lo naga havera ad halev. But the reality is, like we said in the Yom Noram davening, and we learned it wrong for so many years. Until you learn Chassidus, you learn it wrong. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Lekel Orech Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to arrange the din, right? And we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bochein Levavos Badin. Very scary, right? He's Yodea Ta'alumos and he's Bochein Levavos. He knows our secrets. Oy. He's Bochein Levavos. He checks our hearts. Oh man, God even knows my thoughts. It's the biggest brach in the world, Hashem checks your thoughts. That Hashem checks your lev. Why? Because the Odeya Kol Ta'alumos Yisbarach Shemo knows that in your heart of hearts, Shelo Naga HaAveira Ad HaLev. Rak Shelo Yocholis Gabriel HaYetzer Sochin Bo. But on the surface, you messed up. You couldn't say no. Your Yetzer got the better of you. But in your heart of hearts, you didn't like it. In fact, you felt bad for yourself at the moment you were doing the Avera. Ve'einza miritzono v'libo. In your heart of hearts, you never wanted to do the Avera. V'hu maisa b'li machshava. You never put your mind into it. Okay, I messed up. I did something. Even as I did it, I knew I shouldn't do this. U'shagagahi. And therefore, on a certain level, it's a mistake. Because you yourself, you didn't want to do it. Kamosha Pirish Habina Li'itim Pasuk, as the Bina Li'itim explains the Pasuk in Tehillim. This is such a sweet Vart. Look at this Pasuk. Hashem, we say, what do we say? Adonai, Negdecha Kol Ta'avasi Va'anchasi Mimcha Lo Nistara. What are we saying? Hashem, I know, Negdecha Kol Ta'avasi. All of my Taivos are in front of you. Hin Emes Ki Kol Ta'avasi Haba Mi Nefesh Habahamis Hamisava Hi Negdecha. Hashem, I can't hide from you. I know you know what I've been up to. I'm not going to pretend that you don't. All of my taivos are known to you, Hashem. You know that I sometimes have a lot of really sick ideas, and sometimes I even do sick things. V'neged ritzoncha. Look how he's reading the pasuk. Negdecha kol ta'avasi. My taivos are negdecha, are against you. Not just in front of you, not just opposite you. But my taivos are mamish opposite you. My taivos are against your ratzon, Hashem. But you know what else I know, Hashem? Anchasi mimcha lo nistara. But my anacha, my krechs, my cry, the fact that I said, ach, why did I do that? That's also known to you, Hashem. Look what he says. Anchasi mimcha lo nistara. Toikif anchasi. The depth, the intensity of my ach, my disgust with myself. Vitzari achar avera. How disappointed I am. I said I wasn't going to do that again. I said I wasn't going to make that mistake. And I wasn't going to go to that place again. I went back to that place where I knew I was going to mess up. And I went there again, even though I swore last time I'm not going to do that. And I said I'm going to get the help that I need to whatever this illness, this addiction, whatever it is that I'm struggling with. I said I'm not going to fall back in. I swore on Yom Kippur that I'm not going to make that mistake again. And since Yom Kippur, I've made that mistake again. So what's going on? And I feel disgusted by it. So I say to Hashem, listen, Hashem, you know my taivas. I'm not going to deny them. But Hashem, you also know how sad I am when I mess up. V'tzari achar avera. Right? You know that I'm upset by the way that I acted. You know that I'm just afar ve'efar. You know that I'm a human being. Right? That's also ein nistar mineged einecha. Val yedei zeh einu nogas al nekuda hapnimius hamishoreshes b'lev Yisrael. So therefore, Hashem, you know that in my heart of hearts, I'm pure. Bochein levavos b'din. Yes, please, Hashem, come check my heart b'yom din. If you check my limb, I'm not looking great. I don't look that different than the rest of the world. I'm a regular human being who makes a lot of bad mistakes. But check my heart, you'll see that it's Ukamosha anu omrim, haneshama shenasata bi tohorehi. The neshama inside of me is perfectly good. Uvizem muvash diktiku aposkin balashon tohorehi ayin sham. V'lechein amar David HaMelech Shalom. So this is all the Yismach Yisrael's pshat in the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba. Let's go back to the Medrash. The Medrash said what? V'kerov alai mireim le'echol isbri. When the nations of the world come to consume my flesh, and they are against me. What's David HaMelech's answer? Im tachana alachana. If an army camps against me, lo yirali bi. I'm not afraid. Why aren't you afraid? You do all these averos. Chever, what's the key word? Ah, lo yirali bi. Lo yirali bi. The lev. Lev racious. Connecting the last letter of the Torah back to the beginning of the Torah. Ki alev tahor umenuka michol shemetz vidofi. Lifnei yodea talumas yizbarach shemo. Because I know that Hashem, it's true, while the complaints against my flesh are true, but the complaints against my heart could never be true. Because Lev Tahor Barali Elokim, and Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahorahi, and my heart of hearts, and again, that's the essence of who I am, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha that I heard at Har Sinai is pure. The Odea Talumos, the one who knows my heart, knows that I'm not a liar, I'm not a fake, I'm not a phony, I'm real in my love for Hashem. Kamosha Amar Akasav, like the Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Ani Hashem Choker Lev, Ve'ikr Hi HaMachshava Shebelev. And therefore, yes, Lev Rashis. We start with the heart. Okay? Let's go a step further. Uvidivrei Kodsho Nucha Levar Lashon HaMedrash. So based on what my holy brother, the Yismach Yisrael, explained, says Rav Shmuel Tzvi of Alexander, I'll tell you another Medrash. Another Medrash that doesn't make much sense. The Medrash says on the pasuk Lohibit Oven BiYakov. Anyone recognize this pasuk? Who said Lohibit Oven BiYakov? This is in Parshas Balak. Bilam says Lohibit Oven BiYakov. Hashem does not look Lohibit. Hashem does not glance at the oven of Yaakov. Hashem doesn't look at the sins of Yaakov. Right? What does that mean? Hashem, you're cheating for us. Well, you look away. You don't look at our averos. I was learning Medrash Rabbah this past Shabbos with my brother Josh. And we came across the Medrash. The Medrash says that when Hashem was deciding to create Adam, Hashem said, well, on the one hand, you know, if I create humanity, there's going to be some really big tzaddikim. At the same time, if I create humanity, there's going to be some very big rishat. So what did the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Hashem looked at the tzaddikim. Hashem looked away from the rishat, pretended it wasn't going to happen, you know, ignored what's going to happen, and just said, okay, let's make man. Right, but the Lashonos and the Medrash are amazing. It's Hashem Mamish, like, look the other way. Like, I don't want to see, like, everything that's going to go wrong with creation. I'm just going to look at what's going to go right with creation. But again, the essence of creation is Klal Yisrael. So, Lohibit Oven B'Yakov, Hashem didn't see the iniquity of Yaakov. Says the Medrash, Lohibit Ba'averos Shebiyodon. Hashem didn't look at the Averos in our hands. What's the Medrash adding? U'lechora ma moisif ha-Medrash al-Lashon HaKasov. The Pasuk says Hashem doesn't look at our Averos. The Medrash says, right, Hashem doesn't look at the Averos that we did, the Averos in our hands. What does that mean? Not adding anything to the Pasuk. Va'od, and furthermore, the more general question, Halo Amru Chazal, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Kol Ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron, Yevatru Chayav. Anyone who says that Hashem overlooks things, Hashem is Mevater, Hashem says, oh, don't worry about it. Yevatru Chayav, then Hashem should overlook your life. Hashem never looks away. Hashem is MS. Hashem looks at everything precisely. So what do you mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just, oh, you did a veros? Yeah, no big deal. I'm not going to look. That can't be. Kol HaOmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran. Anyone who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks, Yevatru Chayav. Hashem should overlook his life. So says the Tver Shmuel, Aval shnei adikdukim nechonim yachad. But put the two together. Put the two questions together, and you'll have your answer. Degam hamedrash hukshaloha. The medrash is also asking the question. What do you mean lo hibit oven biyakov? How could that be? How does the pasuk make sense? God doesn't look at our averos. He's cheating for us. Halo hakadosh baruch hu eino vatran. Umadua lo hibit oven biyakov. Why is Hashem not looking at our averos? How could that be? Chaver, you know what the answer is. Umitareitz, the answer is she'eno mabit ba'averos shebiyadan. That's what the medrash is answering. Lohibit oven biyakov. The medrash says lohibit ba'averos shebiyadan. Hashem doesn't look at the averos in your hand. What does that mean? It means if Hashem looks at your physical body, you do have the averos, but the averos are just in your hands. The averos are just in your guf. The averos are not in your heart. Klomer ba'averos shebiyisrael. She rak biyadam below machshava salev, that even as a person is using the clay maisa, again using his limbs to do averos, right? But his heart is not involved in it. Ki kenu pnimiusam shel Yisrael, because that is the inner essence, the inner truth of the Jewish people. It's always that way. Always that way. Shehalev tahor. Umisaneach al maisim haram. And we're always upset. We're always moaning and groaning. You know what the cry of the shofar is? The cry of the shofar is just this one primal scream over all the averos that I did this past year. It's every ach, it's every ay, it's every disappointment with myself. It's every time I go, ach, you know, when I do an avera, or I had a bad day and I didn't daven right, and I didn't do mitzvahs, and I gave into my taivas, and I didn't learn Torah, and I made a lot of bad choices, and I just say, ach. So all those collected achs, we gather them up, so to speak, on Rosh Hashanah, and we come before the Melech Malchei Melachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Bochein Levavos Badin, and we scream out with the shofar, right, Kia, and we scream out our shvar, it's all of our achs, it's all of our krechsing, it's all of our crying throughout the whole year. So Hashem says to us, oh, now you're coming and crying now? The answer is no, we've been crying all along. We've been crying all along. It's true, the averos should be all done. Yeah, our body did the averos. But I was never immersed in it fully. I never put my heart into it. The einza misyachas lahapu'ula shlema. I never did the avera with full intention. And now look what he says. Vizeb biyarakasov. And that's the pshat in the psukim in Tehillim Mem Dalet. Look what the pasuk says. Beautiful. Im shachachnu shem elokeinu. Vinifros kapeinu le'elzar. If we forget about Hashem and we spread our hands to a foreign god, halo Elokim yachkar zos ki hu yodea ta'alumos leiv. It's mamish right there on the pasuk. If we forgot Hashem and gave over our hands and spread the palms of our hand to a foreign god, Hashem will investigate this, and He knows our hearts. What does it mean? Klomar. Shafilu chatanu b'maisa, v'shachachnu shem Elokeinu. That even if we sinned with action, and we forgot, as it were, Hashem, he rak b'chinas v'nefros kapeinu, b'yadayim b'ovad. Yes, we gave over our hands. K'maisa kof ba'alma. Right? Like a monkey who can mimic human actions. It's like a monkey. It's not mindful. It's not intentional. It's just parroting. Avalo b'libeinu. And therefore, halo Elohim yachkar zos. It's not yachkar, it's yachkar really in the pasuk. Elohim yachkar zos. Hashem will check this out. He'll investigate. Ki hu yodea ta'alumos lev. Hashem knows what's in the heart. Shalev haratzon nela me'avera. That the heart was never connected to the avera. Vize lanu ha'os. And if you want proof, says David HaMelech, what's the next pasuk? Ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. You know what the proof is that we're always yours, Hashem? Because think about those Jews who, Rachmana Litzlan, throughout history. Think about the Jew who went to the gas chamber screaming, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, even though he wasn't Shomer Shabbos. And he didn't keep Taras HaMishpacha, and he didn't keep Kashrus. Think about the Jew who died Al Kiddush Hashem. Right? Think about the fact that how many Jews are prepared to give their life, and it's every one of us. It's part of our tragic but very deep, you know, Mesorah. That every one of us would be prepared. Chas v'shalom, we should never know from it, but every one of us would be prepared to give up my whole life for Hashem. So if I can give up my whole life for Hashem, so why can't I control my Yetzirah and give up a silly little taiva for Hashem? And the answer is, because whatever, I stumble, I get tricked once in a while. But in my heart of hearts, I'm yours, Hashem. And David HaMelech says, the proof is, ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. We'd be prepared to give up my whole life for you. And therefore, if I have done aveiros, it's just an accident, it's a mikra. So Hashem, you know who I really am. Judge me favorably. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept my tshuva, accept my regret, accept my krechs, because I know that you know those things as much as you know the averus that I've done. Yes, Matthew Gross, Shlita.
Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe. Shalom. Dropping bombs here.
Let's hear.
But I was thinking that when Rebbe started with the idea of Tzadik Bemunoso Yichya, if we perhaps say Tzadik Bemunoso, if a Jew has a Muna and is Nikuda Tzadik, the Kutzo Shayid, then Yichya, then he's living this idea that if you believe in that, and I think it's kind of my idea what the Rebbe is saying here, that if you believe in that in your inner heart, that you're really a Tzadik and that the Avera never touches the sin,
very good.
That's when you're Bichias, that's when you'll be alive.
Very nice. All right, so to believe in that Nikuda of Tzadik inside of you. Va'amech kulam Tzadikim. To believe that you are a tzaddik, right? Be'emes, you're a tzaddik. In Maisa, in Yadayim, sometimes I'm a Rasha, right? But in my heart of hearts, and that's again the center of my existence, the Lev Rishis, right? So that's, I am a tzaddik, and I have to believe, I'm a chulam tzaddik. Very nice, beautiful. Okay, Chaver, let's go a little further, a little bit more to the piece. So now let's come back. Let's understand Lev Rishis, right? Let's understand this remez. Again, he's not just saying the more famous remez of Lev, that the last letter of the Torah and the first letter of the Torah. He's saying, no, Lev Rishis. You have to understand it as Lev Rishis, that the heart is first. What does that mean? Ulai zehi haremez b'tzir of tevas Lev, l'chazek libam she Yisrael ha-nishbar, havenis atzev mitainas ha-yetzer. So again, here's what the Yetzahara claims to our broken heart. Ma lechem od b'torah v'tfilah. You have a lot of chutzpah to think you can open up your Gemara Pesachim tomorrow. You've got a lot of chutzpah to open up your Siddur and say, Hashem, I need parnasa, I need refuah, I need you to uproot the Rasham of the world. And Hashem says to you, what do you mean? You're one of the Rasham of the world. I've got the videotape. It's how it tries to claim, I know you're a Averus. Ve'eich ta'izu laharim rosh. How do you have the audacity? L'mala milin kadam malka ilah. What is l'mala la? To speak words before the king above. V'chol eiver ve'eiver shalachem hi malei avonos v'chet. You're covered in chataim. You're filled with sin. So what do you do? How do you come back to the beginning of the Chumash again? How do you open up and start again? Knowing that Adam HaRishon is going to mess up so quickly in the Torah, and that mistake of Adam is your mistake, right? Maybe this time we'll outsmart the Nachash. Nope, we fall back in every time. We fall back in, come back to Bereishis, and we read about people messing up again, right? So therefore, the Torah is merames tas lezer ramza Torah Bereishisa tevas lev. The Torah says, no. The Jew is holding by the last letter, the lamed, has to believe he can come back to the beis. How can I come back? I'm so far away. Lamed and beis are the farthest letters from each other in the Torah. They're also the closest letters. If you understand the Torah as circular, lerames sha'af im tachana alay machane shal mekatchergim lo yira libi. David HaMelech says, they came to eat my flesh, to consume my body. My heart is not afraid. Ki la'achoker lev u'bochin klayos goloi v'yadua, sha'kol mitzad ha'chomer b'shagam u'basar. Hashem knows very well that the only reason I'm messing up is simply because I am flesh and blood. Aval pnimiyas ha'lev hutar kadosh la'Hashem. U'mo'el tshuva v'charata, and there my tshuva and my regret absolutely works. He quotes the Rambam, the famous words of the Rambam. Right? We know this Rambam from Hilchos Gerushin in the second parak. The Rambam explains, how is it that you could force someone to give a get? How is it that you could force someone to bring a karban? It says by a karban, yakrivo so lirtsono, it has to be brought with a ratzon. It has to be brought with a ratzon. What do you mean with a ratzon? A ratzon means a person has to desire. And yet, Chazal say, based on the Mishnayos, the Rambam Paskins this way, we beat him up until he says, I want. That even when we're forcing him to do the right thing, we're calling that, he's doing it willingly. How is that willingly? You're forcing him. But this is Ratzon. It is his desire. Mitzad Ratzon Halev Sherotze Lakayim Be'emes. Because in his heart of heart, every Jew wants to do the right thing. So he just needs a little, we're beating up his body, the Rambam says, to allow his neshama to do the right thing. Right? That's the Amunah, that's the Tzadik Ve'munaso Yecha. Rav Moshe Wolfson says an amazing remez. He says that Gemara that says, Bach Habakkuk Ve'amidan Al Achas. Right? Habakkuk came and he established the whole Torah as being Vitzadik Ve'munaso Yecha. Rav Wolfson says that Bach Habakkuk Ve'amidan Al Achas is exactly Gematria Bereshus. 9:13. Why? Because only a person who understands what Habakkuk is saying, the Amunah that a Jew, like Matthew Gross was saying, the Amunah that a Jew has to have in himself, the belief in the tzidkus of himself, only such a person can come back to Bereshus. Only a person like that can respond to the Yitzhar and start the Torah over. We're just beating up, we're just humbling the Yitzhar to allow the true inner Ratzon to emerge. But the nations of the world, they don't have that Elokai Nisham. They're also created B'Tzalem Elokim. But the nations of the world don't have that Elokai Nishama Shenasata B'Tahorahi. Uvizeh Yechaze Kol Ish Yisrael Es Libo. This is how a Jew strengthens himself. To have the courage, the willingness, the ability to accept upon himself to restart the Torah. L'kabul Torah Mechadash U'Lekayim V'Lishmor V'Lasos. And to be able to, again, to live the Torah from the beginning. So again, this is how we call up the Chasan Bereshus. Vizeu Perish Hapiut. This is how we invite the Chasan Bereshus. As we finish the Torah, on Simchas Torah, and we start again. Lachain, therefore, what do we say? Maskifin Haschala Lahashlama B'Tadira. We always work to connect the end to the beginning. Sholo Yiragel Ba'am Zu L'Shakra. So that there shouldn't be, right? Lo Yiragel. Right? Not to malign us, not to speak against us. Ratzalomar, shelo yais hamekatrig al simchas Yisrael b'siyam haTorah kadosha. Right? What happens? The Satan sees Jews celebrating the completion of the Torah, and they say, "Look at these Rishayim, look at these terrible Jews. They're celebrating that they're done with your Torah, God, and now they can move on to read other things." Right? So how do we show the Satan? How do we show the Yitzhar? How do we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're not done with the Torah. We immediately start the Torah over again. But then the Yitzhar comes with the Taino, you're going to start the Torah again? What are you celebrating? You didn't keep the Torah. I'll show you the videotape of all the things you did wrong. He tries to speak against us. Lachain, maskivan aschalas ala ashlama. Lahoros, we connect the end to the beginning. Lahoros, ki na'ut sofa b'tchilasa. To show what? That the last letter brings us back to the beginning letter. V'aremez hi tevas alev, ki pnimius libam shel Yisrael, chelek Yaakov hu naki v'tahor kodesh l'Hashem. That the lev is racious. If you start by looking at the Jewish heart, you'll see that they're good. V'yuchel lahaschil haTorah kedosha, lishmor v'lasos, u'lekayim b'chol lev. To be able to live it, to be able to keep the entire Torah. Okay, Chaver, this is the Tiferet Shmuel. It's a Gevaldik piece. So let's just review the Yesodos. Again, we got this idea, Lev Reishis. But again, he taught us a Medrash as seen through the lens of the eyes of his brother. And again, it's a whole new way to learn LeDavid, right? Bekarov alai mireim le'acholis bisari. Remind yourself, imtachana alai machaneh lo yira libi. On the level of heart, I have nothing to worry about. Why? Again, he told us a beautiful Vart from the Bina Le'itim. That's Rav Azariah Figo, a great darshan. The Bina Le'itim told us pshat in another pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem negdecha kol ta'avasi. Yeah, you see all my taivas, but also anchasi mimcha lo nistar. You also see my krechs. You see the pain in my heart. And then he explained to us a beautiful medrash lo hibit oven b'Yaakov. How could Hashem cheat for us by not looking at our averos? Don't we have a rule in Bava Kama that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mevater? The answer is, says the medrash, Lohibit ba'averos shebiyadam. Hashem doesn't look at the averos in our hand, right? Hashem only looks at the averos and sees that they are only in our hand, because the heart is pure. And then he told us pshat in the psukim, a series of psukim in Tehillim Mem Dalid, right? If shachachnu shem elokeinu, if we forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if nefros kapeinu le'elzar, if our hands have been given over to the sitra achra, but Hashem is yodea ta'alumo slave, and the proof is ki alecha horagnu kol hayom, that we've been prepared to die al kiddush Hashem throughout the generations. And then this halacha in the Rambam, that again, that you can beat someone up to do the right thing, because every Jew deep down inside wants to do the right thing. And this is our response to the Yetzer Hara, by connecting the last letter of the Torah back to the beginning of the Torah. Okay, friends, we'll stop here for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you believe in yourself a little more. Believe in your right to start the Torah again. And Amir Tzashem, we should be zochet to continue to make the Lev Reishis. Again, Rachmana Liba Bai. More than anything else. That's why I'm saying Rachmana Liba Bai. Hashem desires our hearts more than anything else. That's the essence of everything. That's the Vayehi Or that Hashem, you know, started the world with. The Vayehi Or, let there be light, is that shining light inside of ourselves. That's why I'm saying Rachmana Liba Bai is Rashi Tevos Reish Lamed Beis. Rachmana Liba Bai is 232. 232, I think, is the gematria of Vayehi Or. Is that right? Vayehi Or. It's 232. Habracha. Or is 207. And Vayehi is how much? Is 20, is 31.
234, no?
Or Yehi Or. Maybe Yehi Or. Yehi Or, 25. Yeah, 25. Yehi Or. Yeah. Yehi Or, let there be light. Let there be light is Rashi. It's 232. It's gematria Habracha. Is the Rashi Tevos Rachmana Liba Bai 232? 232 is a big number. I'm oversimplifying it. Right, the four Miluye Havai is 232, right? Tolo, is that right? Absag Ma Ban. 72, 63. Do it with me quickly. 72,
63,
52, 45. 73, 35. What's the next one? Again, 72 Ab, Ayin Bez, Shem Ayin Bez, 72, plus 63 is how much? 72 and 63?
135, if I'm not mistaken.
135 plus 52?
187.
Plus 45. 232.
232,
right? 232. 232. So 232 is a big number. Right? But again, the Yehi Or, that light inside of ourselves, you know, that never goes out. Doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. Again, it doesn't matter. Of course it matters. Of course it matters. Right? But we're mechazik ourselves by saying, the Averos are just biyadon. I gave my hands to the Yetzirah, but I never gave my heart to the Yetzirah. All right, friends. Lev Reishis. We should be zochet to live it in a big way. Asher Kayach. Shavua Tov. Chodesh Tov. Thanks for being here. Those who are new, those who are old. Great to see you guys. Have a gevaldik day.